Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Cliffhanger. It is a 1993 action thriller starring Sylvester Stallone and John Lithgow. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was not my cup of tea, but boy was it close. There were just a couple misses that pushed this over into the negative column for me. What about you?
This movie was not my cup of tea. I want to say that it was, but I can't. It just fails in too many ways.
So Tim, give me a quick rundown. What's it about?
The film follows Stallone as a climber who has lost his confidence after a failed rescue. He becomes embroiled in an elaborate heist gone wrong with a crew of ruthless criminals. Michael, you say this wasn't your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
This movie starts grounded in reality, and I loved that. There was some really great stuff early on in the movie. But as the movie goes on, it becomes more and more a surreal fantasy action film, where our heroes do crazier and crazier things, the villains do crazier and crazier things, and it loses all of its grounding in reality by the end, and that just pulled me out of this completely.
I think our involvement in the film was the exact same. Opening sequence, A+, 100% into it, edge of our seats. As things kept going, though, and as the stunts got crazier and as the situations got wilder, my interest waned, and downhill, down, down, down to nothing. By the end of the film, I did not care. I was just glad it was over. And that's just such a sad trajectory from what, such a great start.
And we see a lot of this trajectory in the bad guys themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They start out with a really complicated, really solid plan to steal money from the U.S. Treasury, but as the day goes on, they do crazier, crazier things that are less and less fruitful. The one that broke me was there was a scene where they needed Stallone to climb to the top of this peak, and it's a blizzard, and he needs to retrieve a case of money for them, and they make him take his coat off because they're villainous, and if he doesn't have a coat, he'll have to come back. It doesn't make any sense. He's going to freeze to death on the mountain face trying to get them their money back. Why would they do that? It doesn't make any sense. It's a bad decision from villains who are, in theory, very smart people. It pulled me out of the movie, and it's only more and more of that as the film went on.
Yeah, it's just stupid. The one that really broke me was the scene in which Stallone is fighting a henchman, and they end up skiing down the side of the mountain toboggan style, and they're using Stallone as the toboggan. It's so stupid. It's so unrealistic and so dumb, and there's nothing cool about it. Like, I can forgive a wacky stunt sequence if it fits with the movie, or if it's wild and cool enough that I respect it. I don't respect this at all. This is just dumb. Like, they're using Stallone as a snowboard down this mountain. It's so stupid.
It was very, like, Roadrunner-esque, you know? Like, Wile E. Coyote. Yeah. And that's really, I forgot how crazy that was until you just said that.
My other big issue with the film is how unfocused it was. We've got this heist, and we've got these guys who are in a desperate situation, and then we keep cutting away to, like, treasury officers who are, like, talking about the heist that has just happened. It's like, we've seen the heist, we know what happened. Can you guys please get out of my movie, and let's get back to some interesting rock climbing stuff? The fact they keep pulling focus just totally lost me in this movie. Michael, was there anything about the film that did work for you?
The rock climbing stuff was incredible. The stunt work was insane. The visuals and the camera work was insane. You're up in the mountains. Every shot is a feast for the eyes. And what's happening on the mountain itself is free climbing that looks risky and is scary. I had vertigo just watching the movie. Yeah. And that's really exciting. And I like that about the movie.
Man, for me, the opening 10 minutes or so of this film are amazing. It's a great, like, short film. It's grounded. It's realistic. It's tense. The editing and the shot choice are fantastic. It really builds to this crescendo. It's a great short film. The problem is it's unrelated to the rest of the movie. We got a realistic, grounded, gritty climbing film, and then we've got this wacky 90s action film on the other end. And it just, they don't fit together, and it doesn't work, and it really sets you up for failure when you've got something that good, and then the rest of the film is that mediocre. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
This is certainly not an A-tier good-bad movie, but it's a B-tier one, for sure. Check this one out. It actually had some good elements and some pretty memorable things, but I wouldn't rush out here first. What about you?
That opening 10-minute sequence, it's a great bit of action filmmaking, and I think you should check it out. If it's on YouTube or something, watch that. The rest of the film, I can't recommend it. It's not good enough to me to recommend. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.